一节，那他弟兄这边读一下。
I'll read a verse and you echo with a verse.
小子们呐、啊，我写信给你们，因为你们的罪借着主名得了赦免。
父老啊，我写信给你们，因为你们真的是那从不原有的。少年人呐、啊，我写信给你们，因为你们赦掉那恶者。小子们呐、啊，我曾写信给你们，因为你们认识父。
父老啊，我曾写信给你们，因为你们认识那从起初原有的。少年人呐、啊，我曾写信给你们，因为你们刚强，真理道常存在你们心里，你们也胜了那恶者。
不要。
Do not love the world, neither the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。
And the world is passing away, and its lust.
瞎子们呐、啊，如今是末世了。你们曾听见说那低基督的要来，现在已经有好些低基督的出来了。从此我们就知道，如今是末世了。
They went out from us, but they were not of us. When they had been of us, we would have remained with them. But they went out from their hiding, manifesting that they are not of us.
你们从那圣者受了恩膏，并知道这一切的事。
I have not written to you because you do not know the truth, but because you know it, and because no lie is of the truth.
谁是说谎话的呢？不是那不认耶稣为基督的吗？不认父与子的，那就是敌基督的。
Everyone who denies the Son does not have the Father either. He who confesses the Son.
论到你们，勿要将那从起初所听见的常存在心里。若将从起初所听见的存在心里，你们就必住在子里面，也必住在父里面。
And this is the promise which he promised us, the eternal life.
我将这些话写给你们，是指着那引诱你们的人说的。
As for you, the anointing which you received from him abides in you, and you have no need that anyone should teach you.But as this anointing teaches you concerning all things, and is true, and is not a lie, and even as it has taught you, abide in him.
小子们呐、啊，你们要住在主里面，这样他若显现，我们就可以坦然无惧；当他来的时候，在他面前也不至于惭愧。
And you have known that he is righteous. You know also that everyone who practices righteousness has been begotten of him.
在这里啊，有好几次提到父老、少年和小子。
Several times John mentioned the term little children, young men and fathers.
下面这里所说的小子，现在中文里面都是一样的说法，但是原来呢是有一些分别的。
In the Chinese version, the little children is just little children, but according to the original, there are several different meanings.
像十二节，他们小子应该翻作孩子们。
The children here should be little children in verse 12.
翻作，还有这个二十八节也应该翻作，那里小子们也应该翻作孩子们。
Same thing in verse 28. Children are little children.
OK， 大概英文翻的这个。对是吧？下面一句话都是翻作孩子们。那么其他几个地方呢，都翻作小孩子们，就小子们。
The other places are young children.
那么这个孩子们是什么意思呢
？What does children mean？
那就是约翰的称呼。对的三班人的一种的称呼。
These are the three categories of people that John called them.
父老、少年、小子，他都称他的总称啊，是孩子们啊。
In other words, the fathers, the young men, and the children, call them all little children.
我们都知道，约翰呢，他是有资格来这样称呼那个整个儿女们的。
We know John is one who's qualified to call God's people as such.
因为那个时候他的年纪已经相当老迈了。
Because at that time he was quite advanced in age.
差不多有九十多岁了。
He was well into the 90s.
因为在属灵方面也是非常的老练也成熟。
And he has attained spiritual maturity.
他是相当认识主的一个人。
He was one who knew the Lord well.
当主在地上的时候他曾经跟随主差不多有三年半之久的时间。
When the Lord was on earth, he followed the Lord for about 3.5 years.
当主从死里复活之后升到天上他也亲眼看见主被接到天上去。
When the Lord resurrected from death and ascended to the heavens, he saw all that with his own eyes.
然后在五旬节的时候主差遣圣灵降在地上他也在弟兄们中间。
And on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit was poured down upon his church, he was among the brethren.
那么以后一直在跟随主，一直在服侍主。
Ever since that, he was always following the Lord, serving the Lord.
所以他在主的事情上面是非常的清楚，非常的熟练的。
So in the things of the Lord, he was one who was very learned.
所以那时候圣灵儿女们差不多好或者好多地方都得他的帮助。
So the children of God everywhere received his help.
也从他得到供应。
And received the supply from him.
所以他称他们为孩子们的这个不算太过。
So for him to call them children, it was not boastful.
那我们今天不能学约翰的样子。
But for us today, we're not qualified.
实在我们还都不够资格。
Because we're not qualified.
不要说年纪不够资格，我们属灵方面更不够资格。
Not to mention age-wise, we don't qualify. Spiritual-wise, we're not qualified.
可以这样说。
But John can say it.
当然，这里头也包含的意思就是很亲切、很亲爱的这一个意思在里面。
On the other hand, it also shows us the intimacy between John and his people.
他对这些弟兄姊妹，他爱到地步，就像他爱他的孩子们一样。
He loves the brothers and sisters to such an extent, just like his own children.
所以这也是一种爱的表示。
This is also a manifestation of love.
再说这孩子们就包括这里说的父老、小子和小孩子。
Again, the term children include all fathers, young men, and little children.
他说到孩子们的时候呢，是在十二节和在二十七八节。
In verses 12 and 28, both times he mentioned little children.
那么其他地方都没有这样说。
He didn't say it this way in any other place.
那我们十二节说到什么事情呢？
What did verse 12 say?
十二节他说到孩子们呢。我写信给你们，因为你们的罪借着主名得了赦免。
But God says, I write to you, little children, because your sins have been forgiven you because of His name.
那说到我们所有神的儿女们的一个生活的一个根基。
This speaks concerning the very foundation of all the believers.
我们必须要一直都站在这根基上面。
We should always stand on this foundation.
我们知道我们的罪借着主的名得了赦免。
We should know that our sins have been forgiven because of His name.
什么是主的名呢？
What is His name?
主的名就是主所是的。
His name speaks to us about what He is.
那么他是公义的。
He is righteous.
他是信实的。
He is faithful.
他既然是为我们成为了救赎。
Since He has accomplished salvation for us.
借着他的宝血也洗净了我们的罪。
By his blood, he has washed us of our sins.
所以我们因着主的名的缘故，我们知道我们的罪一定得到赦免。
So because of his name, we know our sins are forgiven.
我们要一直都站在这根基上面。
We should forever stand on this foundation.
那若是我们犯了罪怎么办呢？
What if we commit a sin again?
耶和华已经告诉我们说，若是我们犯了罪的话，我要知道我们在父面前有一位中保。
John already told us, if we sin, there's a mediator between God and man.
他一面为我们罪做了挽回祭。
On the one hand, he has become a propitiation.
另外一方面，我们承在他面前，只要我们肯承认我们的罪，他是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净一切的不义。
On the other hand, if we would confess our sins, he's faithful and righteous, he will forgive us of our sins.
所以，无论是我们的情形如何，
so regardless of our condition,
我们总要站在这个
We must stand on this very foundation.
什么时候我们离开那个基这一个基础
？Whenever we leave the foundation,
我们就什么时候我们就会落在那个仇敌的控告之下
？Whenever we fall into an accusation of the enemy,
我们就会落在定罪之下
？Fall under accusation,
我们就会失去了和神之间的那个交通的关系。
We would lose the fellowship between God.
所以我们一直要站在这根基上面。
So we would always stand on this foundation.
就是我们失败了。
Even as we fall.
我们就赶快来到主的面前。
We should hurry up and
come. 我们承认我们的罪。
To confess our sin.
当我们承认罪之后。
After we confess our
sin. 我们知道我们的罪因着主的名都得了赦免。
We know because of his name our sins are forgiven.
不是说我们要哭几场他才赦免我们。
It is not to say we should be weeping quite a while and then he will forgive us.
也不说我们要苦几天之后他就赦免我们。
Or we should endure for several days afterwards he will forgive us.
乃是说我们只要承认我们的罪。
As soon as we confess our sin.
他是信实是公义的必要赦免我们的罪。
He's faithful and righteous, he will forgive us of our sin.
我们一起的不义。
And wash away all our unrighteousness.
那这个我们罪得赦免乃是我们生活的根基。
The forgiveness of a sin is the foundation of our life.
那不能离开这根基。
We should never depart from the foundation.
一离开这根基之后，我们属灵生活就受了很大的影响。
As soon as we depart from this foundation, our spiritual life will be without.
到了二十八节，他又说到孩子们。
When we come to verse 28, he mentioned children again.
这里说孩子们，你们要住在主里面。
Here says, and now little children abide in him.
那什么是住在主里面呢？
What is it to abide in him?
我们知道住在主里面就是和主有交通。
To abide in him is just to have fellowship with him.
住在主里面不是来到主面前在那里跟他打个招呼就走掉了。
To abide in him is not to just come before his face and say hello and walk away.
住在主里面那是来到主面前之后就一直停留在主的跟前。
Abiding in him means to come before him and continually abide in his presence.
一直活在那个他的面前。
To live in his face.
那么这个就是住在主里面。
This is to abide in him.
就是换句话说就是和主有交通。
In other words, to fellowship with him.
活在和主里。那个生命的交通里面。
To always live in a fellowship of the life.
这是住在主里面的意思。
This is what it means to abide in him.
这个约翰就给我们看见和主的交通。
John has revealed to us our fellowship.
约翰福音里是十五章就说到住在主里面。
Gospel of John chapter 15, it tells us to abide in him.
虽然这个说法不一样但实际就是这个一件事情说的。
Even though he said it differently there, but it points to the same thing.
那这是我们生活的原则。
This is the principle by which we live.
那么这两件事情都是所有神的儿女们不能离开的。
These two matters, we should never depart from.
我们头一个根基，我们不能离开主的宝血。
The first foundation is we should never depart from the precious blood of the Lord.
我们一直要看见我们的罪因着主的血都得到洗礼。
We need to see that all our sins are forgiven by His blood.
因着主的名都得到赦免。
Forgiven because of His name.
那这是我们不能离开的根基。
This is the foundation we should never depart from.
那还有一个根基就是住在主里面。
Another foundation is to abide in Him.
我们不能离开这根基。
We should never depart from
我们一直要活在主的面前。
We should always abide in him.
我们一直要和主有交通。
Always have fellowship with him.
我们一直要停留在主的面前。
Always linger in his presence.
我们一直和主有活的连接。
Always have a living relationship with him.
如果是这样的话，那主的丰富、主的恩典、主的能力、主的一切都要留到我们里面。
By this, all the riches of the Lord, all his treasure will flow into us.
那不仅成了我们的供应
，not only to become our supply，
要从我们生活里头彰显出来
，always will manifest out of our daily living.
所以这两件事是非常重要的。
So these two matters are great important.
是所有神的儿女们都应当活在其中的。
All God's children should abide in.
所以他说到这两件事情的时候，就说到孩子们了。
So as he mentioned these two matters, he said little children.
我盼望弟兄给我们都能记得。
I hope all brothers and sisters will
remember. 头一件事情是孩子们呐，要知道你们的罪，应该说明得到赦免。
First matter is little children, because of his sins have been forgiven, because of his name.
弟兄一直把 little children 叫 children.
救了他的认识。
啊，孩子们呢，你们的罪应当主人名字的赦免。
Children, because of his name, your sins are forgiven.
那么孩子们呢，你们要住在主里面。
Children, abide in him.
这是非常重要的两件事。
These are two matters of great importance.
那么其他那个所说的那个小子们都是立足球的小孩子们。
Other places where it mentioned the children are the little children, young children.
你用这边注意一下。
Please pay attention.
我们曾经讲过彼得后书。
As we mentioned in 2 Peter.
我们知道这一卷书乃是在彼得快要离开这世界的时候他写的。
Second Peter was written by Peter just before his departure from the earth.
他知道，那么他快要离开这世界了。
He knew he was about to depart.
并且主也启示给他，主也启示给他，他确实知道他要离开这地上的帐篷，要到主那里去了。
And the Lord also revealed to him that Peter was about to depart from this earthly tabernacle to be in his presence.
这个时候他写了彼得后书这卷。
So at this juncture, he wrote the second Peter.
那你就知道这卷书是非常重要的一卷。
Therefore, we know this second Peter is of great importance.
也是在彼得里面一个很重的一个负担。
It was also a great burden in Peter.
所以他在冷漠的时候，他才写这卷书。
That's why he waited till the very last to write this book.
这卷书是讲到什么呢？
What does this book tell us?
我们曾经说过，这卷书乃说到属灵生命的长进。
This book speaks about the maturity of spiritual growth.
彼得借着这一卷书，就一直鼓励圣经儿女们要有属灵的长进。
Peter by this book encouraged all God's children to have spiritual growth.
我们得救了，不能停留在这个地方。
Once we're saved, we should never stop.
我们必须要追求。
We should seek after.
我们必须要殷勤的追求。
We must diligently seek after.
我们必须要格外的殷勤的追求。
We must add much diligence to our seeking.
让我们能够有属灵的长进。
In order to attain spiritual growth.
你们还记得那个八段他所说的八个段落吗？
You remember the eight stages that he mentioned.
那我们他说我们有了信心，还要加上德性。
With faith, add unto it virtue.
那有了德性，还要加上知识。
With virtue, add knowledge.
有了知识，还要加上节制。
With knowledge, add temperance.
有了节制，还要加上忍耐。
With temperance, add endurance.
那么还要加上前进。
And add godliness.
还要加上爱弟兄的心。
And add brotherly love.
还要加上爱。
And add love.
到这个时候了，那差不多了。
When you come to this stage, it's that it.
我们不仅是那活在爱的里面。
We not only live in love.
我们也浸透在那个主的爱当中。
We're soaked and saturated in God's
love. 就好像甘云夫人说的那个一滴水啊，那个落在那个大海的里面。
Just like it was spoken by Madame Guignon, a little drop of water lost in the great ocean.
整个的海呀、都融化在一起。
It's lost in the great ocean.
这个海就是爱的深海。
This ocean is the ocean of love.
我们就融化在主的爱里。
We're lost in God's love.
那不仅是里面充满了主的爱。
Not only we're filled with His love within.
在我们生活里面也彰显出来，就是主的爱。
In our daily life, we also manifest the Lord's love.
我们说达到这种地步呢
？When we come to this stage,
那我们就已经达大成人了。
Then we can say we have attained maturity.
我们属灵生命就已经成熟了。
Our spiritual life has grown.
那已经是达到登峰造极的那个地步。
It has reached an apex.
所以我们必须要有属灵的，要有属灵的长进。
Therefore, we must have spiritual growth.
因为这是主呼召我们的目的，这是主救恩的目的。
Because this is the purpose of salvation.
他拯救我们，乃是让我们要有属灵的长进。
He saved us in order that we may have spiritual growth.
达到完全的地步。
To attain unto fullness.
那么这我们属灵生命的长进
，the spiritual growth，
也是促进主来的、主再来的一个原因。
It's also a reason that hastens His coming。
那我们并不是说，那我们一直在等候主的再来。
We're not only here waiting for His coming。
好像是一种被动的。
it seems as though it's passive.
那么主题再来和我们属灵光景啊是发生绝对关系的。
The Lord's coming has a close relationship with our spiritual condition.
我们若是盼望主题早一来的回来的话，
if we hope for his early return,
我们必须要殷切的追求。
We must, seek after him with diligence.
能够长大成人。
So that we can attain the maturity.
到这个时候那主就来了。
At this point, the Lord would return.
那么第三也是带进国度的一个原因。
Thirdly, this is also a reason to usher in the kingdom.
神的国度呢带进来。
To usher in God's kingdom.
也在于我们长大成人。
Also matters greatly.
所以我们属灵生命的长进是非常重要的一件事。
So our spiritual maturity is a very important matter.
不能停留下来。
We cannot lag behind.
我们也不能够光是得到一点的那个祝福就够了。
We should never be satisfied with just a little
blessing. 我们必须要一直往前去。
We should ever seek after.
这是在彼得里面很重要、很重要的负担。
This is a great important.
当他说到这件事情之后
，As he mentioned it,
到末了他就说到要在主耶稣的恩典和认识上面有长进。
At the end, he mentioned that we should have a growth in the Lord's grace and knowledge.
那我们怎样才能有属灵长进呢？
How can we have the spiritual growth?
我们怎样才能长大成人呢
？How can we grow to maturity?
那就是说，在主的恩典上要长进。
That is to grow in the Lord's grace.
那么在对主的认识上有长进。
To grow in knowledge of the Lord.
那这样我们属灵生命就长进了。
This way our spiritual growth will attain maturity.
但是很可惜，他说到这里就停下来了。
But sadly, he stopped right there.
那我们怎样才能在恩典上有长进呢？
How do we attain growth in grace?
我们怎样才能在对主的认识上头能有长进呢
？How can we have growth in the knowledge of Christ?
那这是我们下面所发生问题。
We would have a question.
但彼得就没有告诉我们。
But Peter didn't tell us.
那么谁还告诉我们呢
？Who would tell us?
他知道约翰会告诉我们的。
He knew Peter, John would tell us.
所以就有了约翰一书。
That's why we have First John.
约翰一书就给我们看见。
First John reveals.
我们怎样在恩典上有长进
？How we can grow in grace.
我们怎样对主认识上有长进
？How can we grow in the knowledge of Christ.
好像我们长大成人。
So that we will grow to maturity.
满有那个基督长成的身量。
To attain the fullness of the stature of Christ.
那个路到底在什么地方
？Where is that way?
这就是约翰所告诉我的。
那
么约翰是讲什么事情呢
？What does John tell us?
那么约翰一书那说到我们和主的交通。
First John reveals our fellowship with the Lord.
所以这个我们把这几章圣经读过之后啊
，After we have read these few chapters,
一直讲到和主交通里。
John always talks about the fellowship with the Lord.
那么什么叫做或者我这样说
？Or I say this way.
那么这个和主那个交通啊。在你交和那个交通这一件事情
this matter of fellowship
这不是一件那个很一件平常的事
It's not a common thing
好像我们见了面握握手啊点点头啊谈谈话呀那就交通了
As though we come together and nod our heads and shake hands that's fellowship
那这可以说是交际
And that is socialized
这个不能算是交通
That is not fellowship
交通是非常神圣一件
Fellowship is a holy matter.
我们要知道，那个交通本来呀是存留在父和的儿子之间，在圣灵里面的一个交通。
You need to understand, fellowship originally was in the Godhead.
换句话说呢，是三一神的交通。
In other words, it's the fellowship of the Trinity.
只有那三一神呢，他们是有这样一个交通的。
Only the Triune God maintains such fellowship.
那么这个交通是一个神圣的交通。
This is a holy fellowship.
这个交通是一个生命的交通。
This is a whole fellowship of life.
所有受造的人，所有受造之物都没有办法能够进入这交通里面。
None of his creation can enter into such kind of fellowship.
没有一件东西，没有一个人是没有一个人能够有份于这个交通。
Nothing, no person has pointed to.
这个交通乃是保持在那个三位一神当中。
This fellowship is maintained in the Trinity.
其他任何的受造之物都不能进入。
Nothing else can enter in.
所以这是一个神圣的交通。
This is a holy fellowship.
那和任何的人都没有，和任何的那个人事物都没有关系。
Has nothing to do with anything or any man else.
是在勇士的里面。
This is in eternity.
我们看有一个那个神圣的教堂。
There was a holy fellowship.
就是三位一神的教堂。
It's fellowship of the triune God.
但是感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
有一天我们主耶稣他到地上来了。
One day the Lord Jesus came.
当他经过死而复活之后。
After death and resurrection.
那神的生命就从他的他里面那释放出来了。
God's life was released from him.
或者说从他里面那流出来了。
Or flowed out from him.
那么这个生命就进到彼得的里面。
And this life entered to you.
进到约翰的里面。
Enter into John.
也进到雅各的里面。
Enter into James.
也进到保罗的里面。
Enter into Paul.
也进到千千万万的那个圣徒的里面。
Tens of millions of saints.
那么局长这个生命呢就把这千千万万的圣徒都带到这个神圣的交通里面去了。
And by this life, it ushers everyone into the fellowship of the
Father. 所以我们看见那个交通的圈子扩大了。
So we see the circle of fellowship was enlarged.
本来是在三一神中间的。
Was maintained originally in
the triune God. 而现在扩大到那个所有蒙恩的人身上里面去了。
Now it has enlarged into, to include all God's children.
就让那个神的神借到神的生命就把千千万万蒙恩得救人都带到这个交通里面来了。
By the life of God, is usher in all the people that are saved into this fellowship.
所以我们借着交通不仅是和神和三一的神有了连接。
So fellowship not only enables us to be united with the triune God.
我们借着交这个交通也和所有蒙恩得救人有了连接。
By this fellowship, we also are united with all God.
我们不仅是和三一神是合而为一了。
We're not only one with the triune God.
也和所有蒙恩得救人我们都合而为一了。
We're one with all God's people.
所以现在这个交通成为伟大的交通。
So now this fellowship is a great fellowship.
虽然还是那神圣。
Even though it's still holy.
但是却是非常的伟大。
It is great.
在这个交通里面包括了所有蒙恩得救人。
This fellowship includes all God's people.
这是何等奇妙的一件事。
What a wonderful man.
这是也是何等伟大的一个恩典。
What a great grace this is.
我们成为神的儿女，我们这实在是神的恩典。
To become God's children, this is grace of God.
我们罪得的赦免，实在是神的恩典。
You have sins forgiven, this is grace of God.
神这样保守我们，看顾我们，带领我们，实在是神的恩典。
The Lord has blessed us to keep us, this is grace of God.
但是我们看见有更大的恩典。
But we must see there is a greater grace.
远超过我们所能想象的。
Far surpasses our understanding.
我们自许多人能料神的怜悯。
People like us just can be redeemed.
进到那个神的生命。
Can have his life.
在圣灵里面进到那个神圣的交通里面去的。
Through the Spirit can enter into the holy fellowship.
进到那个三一神的交通里面来的。
Enter into the, even the tri fellowship of the triune God.
实在是一件大的事情。
It is a grand matter.
实在是一件了不起的事。
A great thing.
弟兄姊妹，你们读过启示录的话，
After you have read Revelation,
然后有人是参加那个读经聚会，那读启示录的。
Some of us have studied Revelation.
那有的呢，可能是读别的，读别的圣经。
Some of us may be studying something else.
所以读启示录，弟兄姊妹，我们都知道，那现在已经读到启示录末了一章的。
So all of us who have studied Revelation and come to the last chapter, we know.
那在末了一章的里面呢，那么就说到那这个，在这个新耶路撒冷城里面呢，有一条生命的河流。
Last chapter showed us there is a river of life in the New Jerusalem.
那么这一条生命的河流呢，它是从神鹤高原的宝座那儿流出来的。
The river of life issues from the throne of God in the Lamb.
那河流一直流，一直流，一直流。
A river flows on to eternity.
啊，然后就流到整个从神和高原宝座一直在那流下来。
It issues from the throne, all the way down.
那么这一个生命的河流
，This river of life,
乃是那个借着圣灵啊，一直在那流下来的。
Flows from through the Spirit to us.
那么开头的时候，我们看见就流到这个或者我们再重复地说，流到彼得的里面。
Again, we say this river flow into Peter.
那么那然后又流到雅各的里面。
And into James.
然后流到约翰的里面。
Into John.
然后再流到千千万万万得救人里面。
Then into myriads of the people that are
redeemed. 那么感谢赞美主。那么今天这个河流又流到我们里面来了。
Praise the Lord, today this river flows into us.
流到你的里面。
Flowed into you.
流到我的里面。
Flowed into me.
流到我们所有蒙恩得救人里面。
Flowed into all God's redeeming.
说着，借着这一条河流，就把我们所有蒙恩得救人都和三位一体连接起来呀。
By this river, united us all God's people with the triune God.
或者这样说，借着这个河流，就把我们和神和羔羊啊，在森林里面连接起来呀。
In other words,This river united us to the Lord and the Lamb.
那不仅是把我们连接在一起。
Not only united us together.
并且你看见那个河流流的时候呢。
And also as we see the river
flow. 它就把那个水里丰富流出来呀。
It flow out and carry God.
把那个水里恩典也流出来呀。
Carry God's grace.
把那个水里爱也流出来呀。
Carry His love.
那个把那个水的那个各种美德都流出来呀。
Carry all God's
attributes. 所以这个生命，这个河流叫做生命的河流。
This river is called the river of life.
或者是一个恩典的河流。
Or a river of grace.
在这河流里面呢，是奇迹丰富的。
This river contains all manner of
things. 把神所有的丰富都从宝座在一直流，一直流出来。
It carries all the riches from the throne.
说流来，流来有去呢。
It's flowing here.
你就看见流出一条那个金街道来了。
And we see it flows out.
那个街道都是金的，都是那透明的金。
那
是这个河流，但流出来一条路。
Came by the flowing of the river.
那不仅是流出一个金界街道，并且生命树也长起来了。
Also, there is a tree of life.
那生命果子也在结出来了。
Bearing all manners of fruit.
并且结十二样的果子。
12 manners of fruit.
每月都结果子。
Each month bearing.
是那么的丰富。
It's so rich.
是那么的新鲜。
So fresh.
每个月都在结果子的。
Each month bearing fruit.
那么这生命这个河流一直在流。
慢
慢一看见，把那个壁壁墙也流出来了，把宝石把那个宝石的根基也流出来了，也把那个珍珠门也流出来了。可以说的那个整个那个圣城啊，就是这条河流在一直流出来的。
We can say the whole city of Jerusalem is flowed out from the river.
那么其他都是一种的那个表现就是了。
All other things are but manifestation.
若是把这河流在那儿没有的话呢？
Without this river.
其他东西都没有了。
There's nothing else.
乃是这河流从神和羔羊宝座流出来。
It is this river that issued out of the throne of God and the Lamb.
你就看见，各种各样的东西都在产生出来的。
And then we will see all kinds of things.
弟兄姊妹，这个河流是什么意思呢？
What does the river mean?
那就是生命的交通。
This means, in life.
乃是借着圣灵，我们和神之间有了生命的交通。
By the Holy Spirit, we can have a fellowship with the river.
借着这个交通，就把我们众人那个流到和神和羔羊的宝座那个联合起来。
By this fellowship, unites us with the Lamb and God.
也借着这个交通，就把神一切的丰富都流到我们里面来。
By this fellowship, it flow all manners of riches from God.
并且在我们里面，在那变化更新。
And it is also transforming us.
就使我们这许多都变成了那个金金的街道。
Causing us to be the pure street of pure gold.
变成了那个宝石的根基。
Becoming the foundation.
也变成了那个碧玉门，这个珍珠门、碧玉甲。
Becoming the gates of pearl and the wall of jasper. 那么
这些都是从那个交通里而产生出来。
All these came out of the fellowship.
说，亲爱弟兄姊妹，这个交通是何等重要的一件。
Brothers and sisters, how important this fellowship is.
乃是借着和神的交通。
By the fellowship with the Lord.
叫神的心意那么得到成就。
Causing his heart's desire to be accomplished.
叫神的国度那么被带下。
Causing his kingdom to be ushered in.
叫神的荣耀那么彰显出来。
Causing his glory to be manifested.
约翰就是讲到这一件事。
So John mentions all these.
给我们看见那么属于生命的教
导。To show us the fellowship of life.
非常重要一件。
It's a very great important thing.
我们所有的一切都在于那个这一教导里面。
All that we have is in this fellowship.
所以在第二章他就说到生命交通这个和属灵生命长进的事。
So in chapter 2, John mentions the growth of the spiritual life.
他说的两件事情是非常重要的。
He said that two things are of great importance.
可以说是我们生活的根基。
These can be said as our foundation
of life. 第一件事情是主的宝血。
Firstly, his precious blood.
我们的罪应当主名得了赦免。
Because of his name, our sins are forgiven.
第二件事情叫住在主里面。
Second thing is to abide in him.
主既然成就了这样伟大的救恩。
The Lord has accomplished so great a salvation.
那么借着圣灵就完成了这一个伟大的这一个伟大的交通。
And by his Holy Spirit to accomplish this great fellowship.
把我们和神和羔羊都连接起来。
Causing us to be in union with God in the Lamb.
也把一切丰富带到我们。
And also to bring all his riches into us.
那我们所该负的责任。
What is our responsibility?
就是要活在这个交通。
To live in this fellowship.
我们必须要来和那个和主有接触。
We must come in contact with the Lord.
我们不仅是亲近主。
Not only to come near.
我们乃是在里面和主在接触起来。
But in the spirit to be united with him.
当我们这样和主接触的时候。
As we're united with him.
那就是活在交通。
This is to abide in the fellowship.
那神的丰富和能力。
And all his riches and power.
一切所有都借着交通进入到我们里面。
And all that he has.Has entered into us by the
fellowship.
To become our fortune.
成了我们的享受。
To become our enjoyment.
也成了我们的。
To become our supply.
这是约翰说给我们看见的。
This is what John showed us.
他在这里呢，说到这个教会的时候。
When he was talking about the church.
他说到教会有三等人。
He mentioned the three kinds of people.
一等人呢，是父老。
Firstly, the father.
还有一等人呢，是少年。
Secondly, the young man.
还有是小孩子。
Thirdly, the children.
那么这个小孩子啊，这三等人呢，不是按照他们年龄分的。
These three kinds of people are not separated by their age.
不是说年龄很大的就是父老。
It's not to say the older people are the father.
这不一定的。
It's not necessarily.
也不是按照他们的功用分的。
It's not separated by their function.
那么有的恩赐很大，那么他就是父老不一定的。
Some have great great gifts and they're the fathers. No.
那么这个分乃照他属灵生命程度分。
This is separated according to their spiritual maturity.
有的弟兄姊妹属灵生命程度，属灵那生命已经长进了。
Some brothers and sisters have attained a higher spiritual maturity.
达到一个地步，已经老练了。
They have attained a
或者已经差不多成熟了。
They are almost mature.
那个在神的儿女中间，他就是父老。
And among God's children, they are the father.
可能他年龄并不算太大。
Maybe their chronological age.
也可能是40岁、50岁。
Maybe they're in the 40s or 50s.
那么或者年轻一点，或者多一点，少一点。
Maybe a little younger, maybe a little
older. 但是他属于生命程度是在老练。
At any rate, their spiritual life has matured.
这就说到这里说这里父老。
These are they who are the fathers.
啊，少年人呢就比较稍微年轻一点。
Young men are a little bit younger.
当然，他们非常活泼刚强。
But they are very strong, very lively.
还有力量。
And strength.
小孩子呢，那么就比较幼稚一点。
The little children are the naive ones.
那不一定是刚刚蒙恩得救。
Maybe they are just saved.
不一定。
Maybe not necessarily they are.
很可能他们得救很久了。
Maybe they have been saved for a long time.
但是属灵生命一直都没有长进。
But their spiritual life has not grown.
所以虽然过到七年、八年、十年了，但是还是小孩子。
After 10-15 years, they still remain babies.
所以你看，这三种的这三种这三等人呢，不是根据外面的年龄来分。
So these three kinds of people are not separated by their physical age.
也不是根据恩赐来分。
Not by their gift.
也不是根据那个得救年数多少来分。
And not separated by the length of time they've been saved.
乃是根据属灵生命的程度。
But by the spiritual maturity.
有的是老年的。
Some are more mature.
有的是少年的。
Some are younger.
有的是幼稚的。
Some are very young.
那在神的儿女们中间，应该那的正常情况来说，应该有这三班人了。
Normally speaking, there are three kinds of people in the church.
那什么是父老？
So what are the fathers?
父老就那我们就可以从他名字上来说呢，是老练的。
According to the name indicates, these are the mature ones.
他们属灵生命成熟了。
Their spiritual life has attained maturity.
他们在属灵生命上非常老练。
They're very mature in their spiritual life.
那么这些人，他们能够帮助神的儿女。
These people can help God's children.
能够在那里能供应神的儿女。
Supply God's children.
因为他们对主的都他们对主有认识。
Because they know the Lord.
另外一方面，他们遇到是父老的缘故。
On the other hand, because they are the fathers.
他们既有父亲的心肠。
They also possess the disposition of a father.
他们是那样的爱那个圣的儿女。
They love God's children so much.
常常为着弟兄姊妹祷告。
They pray often for God's children.
那关心到弟兄姊妹。
They care for God's children.
也在那照顾弟兄姊妹。
They take care of God's
children. 也在那服侍弟兄姊妹。
They supply God's children.
就像保罗所说的。
Just like what Paul mentioned.
他说有谁软弱我不软弱呢
?Who was weak and I was not weak.
有谁跌倒我不着急呢
Who has stumbled and I didn't care about it. 如果
说他看见有弟兄姊妹在倒下去了
When he saw some brothers fall,
他实在着急得不得了
He was so anxious.
他看见弟兄姊妹软弱了他也感觉软弱
When he saw a brother's sister become weak,
所以你看见他是和神的儿女们是连在一起的
So you saw Paul was united with God.
他不仅是能够在那供应神的儿女
He was not only able to supply God's people.
并且他们也是那么关心到神的儿女们就好像那个父母亲关心到自己孩子一样。你知道在帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章里面。
In First Thessalonians chapter 2,
那你说到一个做母亲的怎样乳养自己的孩子。
It mentioned how the mother should nurse her children.
一个做父亲的怎样那个教导自己的孩子。
How a father should teach his son.
那个教导并不是说光是告诉你这样做那样做你该怎样做。
That teaching is not just to tell them what to do.
乃是那个亲身在做榜样。
But becoming as an example.
他这样说他就是这样一个人。
As the way he says it, he's such a teacher.
这是那个做父亲的。
This is the father.
若是光教导而没有榜样的话呢
just merely teaching without being exemplary.
那么这是做老师的。
This is a teacher.
这个不是做父亲的。
This is not a father.
我们做老师呢就是管会教导别人。
Teacher, can only teach us.
你不应该这样你不应该那样。
Don't do this, don't do that.
你应该怎样。
Do this.
第一该怎样
Number one.
第二该怎样
Number two.
第三该怎样
Number three.
第四该怎样
Number four.
第五该怎样
Number five.
结果这里一条那里一条
All kinds of rules and regulations.
那么这些教导都是很好的教导
He's a very good teacher.
他自己也不是这样
But he himself is not a teacher.
这个是老师
This is only a
teacher. 这个不是父亲
This is not a father.
所以保罗他说我们在我神的儿女们中间呢那么做老师的呢有一万个人
That's why Paul says, even though you have thousands of teachers,
做父亲的也不多呀。
You don't have many fathers.
做父亲的人乃是乳养自己的孩子。
Because to be a father, you need to nurture.
做父亲的人乃是为着孩子们做榜样。
To be a father is to be an example of the children.
他不仅教导他们。
He not only teaches them.
他自己就是这样一个人。
He is such a man.
为了孩子们的缘故，许多事情他不去做。
For the children say, Many things he wouldn't do.
许多的话他不说。
Many words he would not say.
他要为了孩子们做榜样。
And become a example for the children.
这是做父亲。
This is the father.
所以弟兄姊妹教会的父老是何等重要的爱人。
So you see, to be father is so important in the
church. 也是今天我们说最需要的。
This is what we need the most.
我们看见有好多人好多人来教训我们。
We see many people come to teach us.
但做父老的并不同。
But not many fathers.
真正关心我们。
Those who really care.
真正扶持我们。
Really.
真正供应我们。
Supply.
真正在背后为我们流泪祷告的。
Really pray for us in tears. Not many.
真是需要一般人是做父老。
We truly need people.
他们是负别人责任的。
They are responsible for us.
他们是关心到主耶稣基督是。
They care for the things of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们需要为了这次祷告。
We need to pray for this.
求主让我们属灵生命长进。
So that the Lord will cause us to grow.
好像我们能够让我们成为父老。
So that we can become the father.
到了那个长大成人。
So attain unto maturity.
不但是能够供应别人帮助别人。
Not only being able to supply and help
others. 能够成为别人的榜样。
And to become the others' example.
那么。这是做父老的。
This is the father.
为什么他们会达到这种地步呢
？How did they attain such a level?
他就这样，我看见有一个原因。
There's one reason.
那个原因就是认识那从起初原有的。
That is to know he who exists in the beginning.
那从起初原有的就指的主耶稣基督说的。
He who exists in the beginning points to the Lord Jesus Christ.
这就是约翰一书第一章开头的论到从起初原有的生命之道。
This is the beginning of John, First John chapter one.Concerning that which is in the beginning.
是我们亲眼看见亲耳听见亲手摸到的。
which our eyes have seen, our hands have touched.
当约翰这样说的时候，那就表明这是主耶稣基督。
When he said that, this means this is Lord Jesus Christ.
父老的人，他们是认识主耶稣。
So the fathers are the ones who know the Lord Jesus.
弟兄们，我们认识主耶稣有多少？
How much we know the Lord Jesus?
我们属灵生命长进。
How much spiritual growth?
不在于我们有多少热心。
Is not how zealous we are.
也不在于我们有多少的知识。
Not according to how much knowledge.
乃在于我们贵族也是有多少的。
But according to how much knowledge.
这些认识不是那个客观的。
These are not objective knowledge.
这些认识不是从书本读来的。
These don't come about from reading the book.
也不是从讲台上哪儿听来的。
They don't come about from hearing from
the pulpit. 那么这些我们所看见的、所看来的、所听来的，这都是我们里面的知识。
What we have seen and heard, these remain now.
这不是贵族真实的认识。
These are not a true knowledge.
那个真实的认识。
The true knowledge.
一方面是从启示来的。
On the one hand, come by revelation.
圣灵把主耶稣启示在我们里面。
The Holy Spirit that reveals.
我们里面看见了主耶稣基督。
Inwardly we see.
我们才能对主有真实的认识。
Then can we have true knowledge?
我为着以弗所教会祷告。
So Paul pray for the church in Ephesus.
求主把智慧和启示灵赐给你们。
That he would grant to you a spirit of wisdom and revelation.
叫你们对主耶稣有真实的认识。那么这个认识乃是主观的，乃是实际的，这个认识乃是有能力的。我们看见主耶稣基督，那个我们就起了变化，你都起了变化。
As we see the Lord Jesus, there's a transformation.
你保罗不是这样的一个保罗不是这样一个人吗？
Was Paul not such kind of man?
他从前是那样反对主耶稣，那样抵挡主耶稣，那样逼迫杀害信主耶稣的人。
Persecuting, killing God's people.
弟兄姊妹，什么事情使他转变？
是
那一个逼迫主耶稣的成了一个传扬主耶稣的。那是有一天在大马士革路上，他看见了主。
It was because one day on the road to Damascus he saw the Lord.
主耶稣让向他显现。
As the Lord revealed to him.
主耶稣把他自己启示在里面。
As the Lord revealed himself.
说他写加拉太书是加拉太书时的时候。
So as Paul wrote Galatians.
他说神乐意把他儿子启示在我里面。
Please God to reveal His Son.
我里面看见了主耶稣基督。
Inwardly I saw the Lord.
我整个人生转变了。
My whole life was changed.
亲爱的兄弟，我们看我们那个里面。里面对主耶稣的认识。
We need to pay attention to our inward knowledge of the Lord.
那是何等一个大的能力。
It has such great power.
不仅是转变我们的生活。
It not only change our lives.
转变我们的方向。
Change our direction.
转变我整个一生的道路。
Change the way of our whole life.
我们的思想观念都改变了。
Change our whole concept.
所以我们需要智慧和启示。
So we need the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
求神把他儿子启示在我们里面。
Pray that the Lord will reveal His Son.
让我们对他有真实认识。
So that we would have true knowledge.
有认识是从经历头产生出来。
Some knowledge comes from experience.
我们因为常常我们在祷告主。
Oftentimes we pray to the Lord.
主听我们的祷告。
Lord, hear it.
解决了这个问题。
To solve this problem.
把我们从这难处那一个难处也带领过来了。
To carry us through these difficulties.
我们认识到主耶稣是在是听祷告的主耶稣。
We have come to know that the Lord is one who hears our prayer. Because the Lord heals our sickness.
We know that Jesus Christ,
He is the healer.
So
from
experience,
we also
get to
know
Jesus.
So through our experiences, we can produce knowledge.
那这认识好是很好。
This knowledge is good.
但是这个认识不是很具体，不是很确定。
But this knowledge is not very substantial.
今天主医治你的疾病了。
Today the Lord healed you of
the. 你感谢赞美主，哎呀，你实在是好啊，你是能够医治我疾病的。
Praise the Lord, you are so good. You heal.
等下次患的病更重一点的时候啊。
Next time as I contract another worse disease.
你看，恐怕这一次主不能医治了。
You were saying maybe this
time. 所以你就看见那个对主的认识啊，那个不是很具体的。
So you see this kind of knowledge of the Lord. 所以我们
不仅是要从经历头来认识主。
So to know the Lord from experience,
我们也更需要，我们还是需要从启示里面认识。
We really even need to know the Lord more from revelation.
看见主耶稣。
To see the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，当我们这样认识主的时候，
属灵
生命就长见。 所以主的认识越多
the more we know him,
我们属灵生命就老练起来
的 more mature our
弟兄姊妹只有这样的人
only such
他们才能供应神的儿女才能够帮助神的儿女才能够关心到神的儿女才能服侍神的儿女这是在教会当中做父老礼拜
今
天我们说最需要的
These are the people that we need the most.
别班人，那当然在父老身上也有他们的危机的。
There are also dangers in the father.
所以那个约翰他说，又他下边又再说一次，父老啊，我写信给你们，我曾经写信给你们，是因为你们认识他从起初原有的。
So that's why John wrote afterwards to the fathers again. He says, I have written to you formally.
为什么他受了之后又说呢？
Why did he write and then write again?
那样说到我们对主的认识啊，不是说认识了一下，那我们就完成了。
That means our knowledge of the Lord doesn't come by just once for all knowledge.
我们需要今天对主有认识。
We need to know the Lord today.
我们还需要再继续对主有认识。要不断地对主有认识。
To be continuously in knowing
him. 我们越认识主
，the more we know him，
我们属灵越长进。
你
不能够把你刚刚得救的时候那时候得到启示啊，那么一直持守着我也认识主。
You cannot just hold on to the revelation of the Lord when you're saved.
主耶稣是我的救主。
The Lord is my savior.
主耶稣赦免我的罪。
The Lord forgave
my sin. 他的宝血把所有罪都洗干净了。
His blood has cleansed all my sin.
过了十年八年。
After 10 or 20 years.
过了二十年三十年。
After 20 or 30 years.
你还是哎呀，主耶稣他是洗净了我的罪。
The Lord washed my sin.
主耶稣那儿拯救了我。
The Lord saved me.
弟兄姊妹，这是认识。
这
个是那个启示不错、啊、
this is
但是我们不能停留在这地方我们还需要再认识有更多的认识许多时候我们在和弟兄姊妹交通的时候我们没有办法借助新的果子来没有办法把那个我们今天的认识让人给人看见我们所认识乃是我们所认识乃是二三十年以前的。
Our knowledge merely came from 20 or 30 years ago.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们需要继续不断的认识。
Brothers and sisters, we need to continue to know him.
不能够停留下来。
Do not linger behind.
所以，我们什么时候停留下来
？Whenever you stop,
我们属灵生命那个长进就停顿了。
Whenever your spiritual growth will stop.
所以要继续不断的认识。
So we need to continue to know him.
那么少年人呢
？What about young men?
就是。那个很刚强的
人
所以他说少年人呢因为你们刚强我曾写信给你们因为你们刚强
That's why he said I write to you young men because you are strong
他们是很刚强
They are very strong
他们是很活泼
They are lively
他们还有力量
They have much strength
你看教会里服侍的人呢他们都是这帮少年人
the people that serve in the church are these young men
他们很有力量
They have much strength.
祷告起来声音很大呢。
When they pray, their voice are very loud.
一祷告，大家这个灵都被他带起来了。
When they pray, all the spirits are stirred up.
嗯，很好，我们也需要这个少年人了。
It's good. We need these young men.
为什么他们这样刚强呢
？Why are they so strong?
因为他们胜了那恶者。
Because they have overcome the evil one.
他们又得胜的经历。
They have the experience of overcoming.
啊，我们这那恶者那知道撒旦说的。
The evil one, of course.
魔鬼有时候借着罪。来试探我们。
The devil, tempts us by sin.
魔鬼有时候借着世界来引诱我们。
The devil tempts us through the world.
魔鬼有时候借着我们的肉体和血气在我们里面来催逼我们。
Devil by our flesh to persecute us.
但是感谢赞美主，这一班人他们得胜了。
Praise and thank the Lord, these people are overcomers.
他们胜过了罪。胜了世界也胜了肉体和血气他们没有落在仇敌的网络里面他们从网络里面再出来了弟兄姊妹这一般人他们是得胜的所以他们刚强
they are strong.
他们越得胜越刚强
the more they, victorious,
他们不仅是没有被仇敌吞掉
Not only they were not swallowed by the enemy.
反而他把仇敌一个个吞掉了。
Just the opposite, they swallow up the enemy.
所以你看见他们越过越刚强起来了。
So we see they're more and more strong.
你知道，在这个约书亚记里面，是还有民数记里面，就说到那个加勒和约书亚的故事。
In in the book of Numbers and Joshua, we see the story of Caleb and Joshua.
我就那个时候约加勒和约书亚他们还不能说是父老他们是少年的。
At that time, Caleb and Joshua were not the fathers, they were just young men.
他们非常大气啊。
They were very strong.
当以色列人走到加利斯巴尼亚那个地方。
When the people of Israel came upon Kadesh Barnea,
那么摩西就打发12个探子到迦南地去窥探一下。
Moses sent the 12 spies to spy out the land.
那么其中就有加勒和约书亚。
Among them were Caleb and Joshua.
然后他们把那个迦南地窥探回来之后。
After they had spied out the land and returned.
那么这个就有10个探子在报恶信。
10 of them brought the evil report.
他们对以色列人在说。
They told the children of
Israel, 这迦南地没实在很好。
The land of Canaan is
really good. 那真是啊，那个丰富之地。
It's a rich land.
你看我们带回来这一挂葡萄。
Just look at the grapes.
你看一挂葡萄两个人抬的。
One cluster of grapes takes two people to carry.
你们有没有看过这么大的挂的葡萄啊？
Ever seen such a cluster of grapes?
太丰富了。
It is so rich.
但是
，But
那个地方呢，这个。那个城墙啊是非常宽大那个结实那个坚厚。
But in the land they have a fortified city.
我们没办法进去的。
There's no way we can enter.
比如那地方居民呢
And the people of the land.
各个都像伟人一样。
Are like giants.
那我他们都身量非常高大的。
Very high in stature.
我们在他们的跟前呢好像小蚱蜢一样。
They're like but little grasshoppers.
我们去的话他们一定把我们吞掉的。
If we go there, they'll swallow us.
我们绝对不能上去的。
Don't go up there.
我们上去一定死在他们手里面手下。
We'll die in their hands.
结果以色列听了之后啊大家都灰心失望了。
As the people of Israel heard the people report,
大家又哭啊又喊啊又叫啊
they wailed and they cried,
又埋怨神啊又埋怨摩西啊 为什么把我从埃及带出来
Why did you bring us out?
我们在埃及很好的你为什么把我们埃及带出来
we were very doing well,
就像我们那个死在这个地方嘛 好像前头没有路可走了
no way ahead of us.
大家在发言埋怨
they were murmuring, complaining.
那并且有人就说好了我们就这个另外设立另外选举出领袖来带我们回埃及好了。
Some even said, let us select another leader to bring us back to Egypt.
这个摩西在那儿一点办法都没有的。
Moses has not.
摩西没有办法的时候，就匍匐在神面前，跪在神面前祷告。
The only thing he could do is to prostrate before the Lord.
那时候加勒和约书亚就起来讲话。
But Caleb and Joshua rose up to speak.
这个加勒就说，那我们要立刻上去。
Caleb said, let us go up.
我们足能够得胜的。
Well able to overcome.
加勒说那刚强的话语。
Caleb speaks of
strong words. 鼓励以色列人。
To encourage the children of
Israel. 那约书亚也接着这样说话。
Joshua also.
神与我们同在的。
God is with us.
我们马上，我们立刻上去。
Let us go up and.
我们要把这些仇敌再吞掉。
We will swallow up the enemy.
他们是我们的食物。
They are our food.
他们就说了那鼓励的话。
So、they were stirring up.
结果这个以色列人呢不接受他们的话语。
But the Israelites did not accept their words.
若不是神出来的话，恐怕他们两个人也死在以色列人手里下了。
It's not for the Lord who came out.
但是无论如何，我们看见加勒和约书亚，他们是让刚强。
But we saw Caleb and Israel were strong.
不仅是勇敢的一般人，也是刚强的一般人。
Strong.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。这样的一般人
，these people,
他们能够鼓舞神的百姓
，they can encourage God's people,
使我们灵的能够起来
，to stir up our
spirit, 使我们能够刚强起来
，strengthen us,
他们在神的儿女中间是起鼓舞作用的一般人。
Among God's people, these are the ones that encourage God's people.
今天这样神的儿女呢，也不算太多。
These days, these kind of people are few.
很多时候我们软弱的时候，我们找弟兄交通吧。
Many times for a week we go to seek fellowship.
交通完了更软弱了。
But after fellowship we are weakened.
因为我本来呢他比我还软弱。
Because he's weaker than I.
所以啊就比较更下沉了。
So it caused me to go sink even deeper.
所以不但是不能鼓舞我们呢。
Not only cannot help us.
反而呢叫我们倒下去。
It caused us to stumble.
亲爱的兄弟们，
学关注。
我们需要少年。
We need a young man.
他们是刚强的一般。
They are the strong ones.
他们在神的儿女们中间能够在鼓舞神的儿女。
Among God's people, they encourage God.
使我们刚强起来。
Cause us to be
strong. 使我们一直在向前去。
Go forward.
你说我们需要这样一种力量。
We need this kind of strength.
为什么他们这样的刚强呢？
What gives them such kind of
strength? 为什么他们能这样得胜呢？
How can they overcome?
乃是应当神的话在他们里面。
Because of the word abiding.
他们里面有神的话语。
They have the word in
them. 弟兄姊妹，你不要以为说这个圣经没有意思。
Don't consider Bible is meaningless.
好像把圣经啊当个这个安眠药。
Treating the word as a lullaby.
那睡不着觉了之后啊，就读圣经了。
As you cannot go to sleep, you read the word.
那读读圣经啊，就打瞌睡了。
After you read the word, you doze off.
弟兄姊妹，好多弟兄姊妹读圣经，没有读一两章，眼皮就下来了。
The many brothers and sisters who read the word not only about one or two chapters.
圣经是神的，神的话语。圣经神的话语。
The word is God's word.
哥罗西书告诉我们说，我们要把神的话用各种的智慧，丰丰富藏在我们里面。
Galatians tells us to hide God's word richly in us.
为什么要藏在里面呢？
Why to hide it?
就给圣灵一个机会，随时随地在对我们说话。
Because we can give the Holy Spirit the opportunity to.
也就是我们听不见圣灵的声音。
Sometimes we cannot hear the Holy Spirit.
不是圣灵没有说话。
Not that the Holy Spirit.
我们里头没有神的话语。
But because we have no word.
圣灵在里面说话的时候啊。
When the Holy Spirit is speaking,
我们光是有一种感动。
We only touch.
但是没有话。
There's no word.
所以我们不清楚。
So we don't understand.
弟兄姊妹，我们要把神的话语藏在我们里
面。We need to put God's word in us.
当我们遇见难处的时候。我们在危机当中的时候，圣灵就把神的话说出来
了。
你那时候去找圣经啊，你都没有时间找。就是找的话，你这么厚的圣经哪儿去找这句话去？也不晓得哪一句话对你是有帮助的。所以要把圣经神的话存在里面。
Only way is to put God's word in us.
到了时候。到了需要的时候，到了危机的时候，圣灵把这句话一点就打出来了。
The Holy Spirit points out this word to us.
就好像打那个什么computer，打那个打字机，一打就打出来了。
Just like you hit the right key in the computer.
正好是我们所需要。
It is just what we need.
我们主耶稣的不是这样子吗？
Isn't our Lord this way?
他是把神的话藏在里面的。
He was one that I got.
所以在旷野里头受试探的时候，
he was being tempted.
魔鬼当然试探他。
The devil came tempted.
其弟兄姊妹，主耶稣怎样得胜？
How did the Lord overcome?
你说他是神的儿子，他当然会得胜了。
You might say because he's the son of God.
弟兄姊妹，他在地上，若是神的儿子，魔鬼不敢试探他的，是不是？
We think because he's the son of God, the devil.
实在是神的儿，他实在是神的儿子。
Truly was the son of God.
但是当然，地上要站在人子的地位。
But on earth, he was standing in the position of being son of man.
一个软弱的人。
Became a weak vessel.
他为什么能够得胜
？How can he overcome?
在旷野里面三次的试探。
In the wilderness, being tempted three times.
都得胜了。
Overcome three times.
看见我们主耶稣得胜，那就借着神的话。
We saw the Lord overcame because of God's word.
魔鬼要他把这个石头变成食物的时候，
when the devil wanted him to turn stone into bread,
他说经上记到说，
he said he did not say in the word.
不可试探人活着不是单靠食物，
man doesn't live by bread alone.
乃是靠神口里面所出的一些话，
but by every word that proceeded out of the word of God.
魔鬼失败了，
and the devil failed.
第二次把他带到殿顶上面。
Second time he brought him up to the temple.
你可以从上面跳下去。
You can jump off.
若是你跳下去的话呢？
As you jump,
神就会差遣那使者用手来托住你。
The Lord will send his angels to catch you.
这是圣经上所记载的。
It was written in the Bible.
那么主耶稣，圣灵又在里头一句话出来了。
The Lord had another word inside of him.
不可试探做你的神。
Do not tempt thy God.
魔鬼又失败了。
The devil failed again.
第三次。
Third time,
撒旦把万国的荣华都指给他看。
Satan showed him in an instant the glory of God.
你若是腐败我的话，
if you prostrate worship,
我把这一切都要给。
I will grant all this to you.
主耶稣说，经上记着说。
The Lord said, it is written.
当拜主你的神。
Worship the Lord thy God alone.
单要侍奉他。
Serve him only.
亲爱的兄弟们，
dear brothers,
乃是主的话语，是他胜过了仇。
It is the word of God that caused him to overcome.
我们靠着自己，我们没法得胜。
By ourselves, we can never overcome.
乃是借着主的话语，我们胜过仇敌一切的攻击。
But But by the word of God, we can overcome all the wiles of the devil.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，要把主的话藏在里面。
Dear brothers and sisters, we must hide God's word.
到了时候，圣灵就借着主的话语来胜过仇敌，使我们胜过仇敌。
So in due time, the Holy Spirit can use that word to overcome the enemy.
仇敌不仅是不能吞吃我们。
The only not only cannot swallow us.
而我们会把它当作食物把它吞掉。
Just the opposite, we will swallow him up.
但是这少年也有危机的。
But they are also dangerous to the young.
虽然他们刚强。
Even though they're strong,
他们也是要到弟兄姊妹受到鼓舞
，and they can encourage God's people,
也是很勇敢
，and they're courageous,
也有主的话
，have God's word,
是很好的一班弟兄姊妹
，they are good a group of people.
但他们的危机是
，what is their danger?
他的危机就是世界
，their danger is the world.
所以约翰就警告他们说
，so John warned them,
不要爱世界。
Love not the world,
和世界上的事情
or the things in the world.
人若爱世界
if man loves the world,
爱世的心就不在他里面
the love of the Father is not in him.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
我们不要看见一位弟兄姊妹刚强
do not just consider some brothers and sisters strong.
他在他身上都没有难处
and there should never be any danger in him.
很大的危机
they are indeed great danger.
仇敌要进了要用很厉害的方法要来试探他。
The Lord will use a great things to tempt him.
仇敌不能啊 ，enemy， 世界
，the world。
我不晓得怎样说才好。
I don't know what to tell you.
亲爱的兄弟们
，Dear brothers,
好些人
，many people，
我们从这里从报纸看见的。
Read from the newspaper,
从电视里看见的
，on the TV，
或者从别人所听来的。
Hear from other people.
好险
Many
那刚强的人
They're strong.
能够鼓舞神的百姓
Able to encourage God's people.
能够在那里服侍主
Able to serve the Lord.
在主手里是那么有用处的人
They're useful in the Lord's hand.
是很好的信
They're great vessels.
但到末了时候
But at the end,
世界破坏了
They're ruined by the world.
还不一定走到人生的路程末了
Even before they reach the end of their
乃是当他们正在往前去的时候
as they're going forward
撒旦借着世界开始
Satan tempted by the world
他们倒下去
They fall
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
我们有的时候我们会感觉稀奇
Many times we marvel
为什么会这样失败
Why would they fall
要知道我们是不是仇敌不是魔鬼的对手
We must know we're no match to the devil
仇敌借着各种方法来试探我们。
The enemy will use all kinds of things to tempt.
在少年人身上特别严重的一件事，特别危险的一件事，世界。
The one thing that is most dangerous to the young man.
那什么是世界呢
？What is the world?
世界的事。
What are the things of the world?
眼肉体的情欲。
The lust of the flesh.
眼目的情欲。
The lust of the eye.
今生骄傲。
And the vain glory of the flesh.
弟兄姊妹，
有关系。
肉体的情欲。
Lust of the flesh,
让肉体得到享受
because the flesh is
满足肉体的欲望
to satisfy the lust
有许多人失败就是为了要满足肉体的欲望
Many failure comes out of this lust of the flesh
他们倒下去
because of it they fall
当然今天在年纪真是少年人身上也有这个难处的是不是
and even in the physically young there are
那么少年人就喜欢放纵
because young people want to live wantonly
喜欢什么就做什么
they do what they like
叫身体叫肉体得到满足
to have the satisfaction of flesh
叫肉体得到享受
to have enjoyment of flesh
亲爱的兄弟们无论是在我们肉身的少年人也好
whether in our fleshly young people
或在属灵上的少年也好
or in our spiritual young people
都有这样满足
we all have such a danger
有这样危机
as the danger
放纵肉体的情
to live wantonly
还有眼目的情
Also the lust of the eye.
你不要以为说这看看不要紧的。
Don't think just to look at it is nothing wrong with it.
没有想到我们一看就看到里面去了。
Not unbeknownst to us, one look.
有的时候我们说我们可以看我可以不看。
Sometimes we say we can look and we can
not look. 到了时候你就看见你被你所喜欢所看的东西给抓住了。
When the time will come, you will be captured by the things you like.
说你没办法不看。
It causes you to not be able to.
你可以不读圣经，你要看。
You can go without reading.
你可以不祷告，你要看。
You can go without praying.
你可以不来聚会，你要看。
You can go without.
眼目的情欲。
the eye of the light of the eye.
弟兄姊妹还有今生的将来。
But this is also the vain glory of life.
更是严重的一件事。说我们感谢主。
We praise the Lord.
许多时候主叫我们失败。
Many times the Lord causes us to fail.
叫我们工作也失败了。
Our work is failed.
让我们生活也失败了。
Our living is failed.
让我们侍奉也失败了。
Our service is failed.
那为什么主让我们常常遇见失败呢？
Why would the Lord allow us to encounter failure?
你要为着你的为了失败好好感谢主。
You need to praise the Lord for your failure.
这是主的怜悯啊。
It is God's mercy.
这是主的保守啊。
It is His keeping.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，若是我们都成功了，
我
们看见我们这个人就浮起来。
You will see our whole being.
我们是很轻轻的一般人。
We're very light.
我们经不起那个主的祝福。
We cannot endure God.
我们经不起势力的环境。
We cannot stand the.
我们经不起那成功的想成功的试探。
We cannot be tempted by success.
有多少人在这里就失败？
How many people have failed?
你要知道，骄傲乃在败坏之先。
You must know, pride goes before ruin.
所有一切罪都从骄傲产生出来。
All the sin comes out of pride.
亲爱的兄弟们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
今生的骄傲，
The vain glory of life.
在我们个人身上，
In us individually,
在我们家庭里面，
In our family,
在我们孩子身上，
In our children.
我们岂不是我们花了那么多的功夫，乃是为了要我们要这个我们的孩子出人头地。
We spend much energy and time to so that our children
叫我们有所夸耀。
So we can be proud of them.
弟兄姊妹，这是仇敌。
This is the wild of the enemy.
世界。
This is the world.
许多爱主的弟兄姊妹在这里倒下去。
Many brothers and sisters who love the Lord fail in this.
许多给主使用的器皿在这里被破坏。
Many useful vessels of the Lord are ruined in this.
所以约翰说不要爱世界。
That's why Paul says, love not the
world. 人若爱世界，
If any man loves the world,
爱父的心既不在他里。
The love of the Father is not in him.
这亲爱的兄弟们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们必须要靠着主的话语。
We must depend on the word of God.
能够站立得住。
To be able to stand.
也感谢主在我们身上的保守。
Praise the Lord for his keeping power.
我们的仰望主保守啊。
We look to him for keeping
us. 不至于落下去。
From falling.
那么小孩子呢？
What about children?
你不要以为说小孩子不可爱，小孩子也可爱的地方。
Little children are very cuddly.
小孩子，我们都喜欢家里一个小 baby.
They all like little babies.
那么很可爱。
They're very cuddly.
特别是慢慢的，自己爸爸呀，很喜欢爸爸。
They like the father.
你应该说，你更觉得高兴的不得了。
And you will give you great joy.
心花怒放的。
你看
这个我的孩子，他就是喜欢爸爸。
Look, my son loves his father.
因为他对爸爸有了认识。
And he began to know his father.
当他头一次喊会讲话说喊爸爸的时候啊。
First time he called his father.
那真是高兴得不得了。
It's a great joy.
很好，小孩子认识父亲。
It is good for children to know their
father. 属灵方面也是这样。
Spiritually speaking,
小孩子认识父亲的。
弟兄在
我们蒙恩得救之后，
afterwards,
我们头一件事情，我们认识我们的父亲。
First thing is we get to know our
我们的神是爱我们的。
Our God loves us.
他是我们的父亲。
He is our Father.
我们亲爱的父亲。
Our dear Father.
所以当我们祷告，祷呼喊阿爸父的时候，
As we pray, we call Abba Father.
越喊，我们越喜乐。
The more we call, the more
我们继续，我们对他有了认识。
Because we know him.
认识我们的父亲。
We know our Father.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
我们不能停留在小孩子。
Do not remain a babe.
一直做小孩子，那就不好了。
To be a babe the whole time.
我们需要要长进。
We must have grown.
我们需要要长成少年人。
We must grow to a young man.
我们需要继续长大，成了父老。
Continue to grow to be the father.
小孩子好是很好的。
Little children, it is.
但是保罗给我们看见小孩子有许多的难。
Paul told us there are many difficulties.
最大的难处就是以自己为中心的。
The biggest difficulty is being self-centered.
他不管别人。
He cares for no one else.
他想哭就哭，他想叫就叫。
Whenever he wants to cry, he cries.
完全是以自己为中心。
We're self-centered.
这是为了自己的。
Everything.
不会去顾到别人的。
We care for no one.
不会去关心别人的。不会去顾到别人的，
都
是为自己。
We live ourselves.
这是小孩子。 所以在他们中间，在哥林多教会，他们都有嫉妒和纷争的事情。
That's why in the church in Corinth there are all manners of strife and
because they're
children.
他们也对主的话也不认识。
They don't know God's word.
不熟练人的道理。
They're not trained in the word.
只能吃奶，不能吃干粮。
They're only able to suckle.
圣经呢，只能人家讲给他们听，但是他们从圣经里头看不见什么东西。
You can only preach the word to them, but they
得不到什么供应。
They cannot receive help from the word.
这小孩子的关系。
These are the conditions of little children.
不但这样。
Not only so.
小孩子还有最大的危机。
There is even more of a danger.
就是不能缺少属灵分辨的能力。
They lack the spiritual discernment.
弟兄姊妹，我们虽然已经蒙恩得救了。
Even though we have been saved.
但是我们四围都是仇敌。所以常常为了新蒙恩弟兄姊妹祷告。求主保守弟兄姊妹。不让他们遇见试探。拯救他们脱离凶恶。弟兄姊妹，撒旦没有办法拦住我们信主耶稣。
The enemy cannot keep us from believing.
但是让我们信主耶稣之后，他千方百计拦住我们，让我们不要追求主。
But after we believe,He uses all kinds of strategies.
叫我们的心当然顾到别的事情。
Because our heart.
叫我们心不是那样的向着主那爱。
Because to not love the Lord.
所以受尽蒙受新蒙恩很多。
Even though there are many who are baptized.
但是真是那个站住，那个继续向前去的，非常少。
Few are those who are able to stand and go forward.
听见弟兄姊妹说。
We often hear the brothers.
我们不要再宽厚言语。
Do not preach the gospel.
什么人得救？
So、many people
什么多人受尽？
So、many who are baptized,
但算算了，只有几个人留下。
But as you count it, only a few remain.
为什么缘故？
Why?
亲爱的兄弟们，
Your brothers,
因为仇敌的诡计。
Because of the strategy of the enemy.
我们没有分辨能力。
We lack the discernment.
所以我们常常会中了仇敌的诡计。
That's why we fall into his temptation.
仇敌借着各项试探，借着各种方法。
The enemy uses all kinds of things.
甚至有许多的教训和道理。
Even by all kinds of teachings and
doctrines. 就把我们从基督那里，把我们从主那里带出去。
It takes us away from Christ.
使我们离开了那个福音的正路。
It causes us to leave the word of Christ.
亲爱的兄弟们。
Your brothers and sisters.
小孩子没有分辨。
The little children have no spiritual discernment.
这是很大的危机。
It is a great danger.
但是我们感谢主，主在这里给我们有预备。
The Lord has prepared for us.
所以约翰告诉他们说，你们从主所受的恩道。
And that's why Paul, John says, the anointing you receive.
常存在你们里面。
Abide in you.
不需要人来教训你们的。
You need no one to teach you.
告诉你们说，这个道是对的，那个道不对。不需要，不需要人告诉你们。自有主的恩膏，这凡事上教训你们。恩膏是真的。
And the anointing is true.
不是假的。
It is not false.
弟兄姊妹，
sisters,
当我们听一篇道的时候，
as we hear a sermon,
我们听完之后，
after we hear it,
那么这个道到底是真理呢？
Is this a true doctrine?
还是虚谎呢？
Or is it a lie?
我们自己没有分辨。
We lack the discernment.
许多时候人讲的时候也是引经据典的。
Many times when they preach, they preach out of the word.
别讲的呢，好像圣经很熟很熟的。
And the preachers are very versed.
所以我们，哎呀，他圣经这么熟，那没话可说，一定对的。
You think, oh, since he's so versed in the word,
弟兄
们，
不一定。因为我们是小孩子。
Because we're children.
我们不能分辨。
We lack the discernment.
感谢赞美主。
Praise
the Lord. 是吧，圣灵赐给了我。
The Lord has given us the Holy Spirit.
圣灵在我们里面。
The Holy Spirit.
凡事上教训我们。
He teaches all things.
啊，你听了之后。
When you are hearing it.
你里头阿门。
You will have an amen inside.
这主对我说话。
This is the Lord speaking.
说当你听了之后。
As we hear it.
什么都没有。
There is nothing.
亲爱的兄弟们。
But this is.
那个我们要小心。
Be careful.
有一个弟兄，有一班弟兄姊妹，
yeah,
他没有受过什么教育，他们都是打鱼的人，但是他们的那个好多村庄都蒙恩得救了。
But, because of them, many villages are saved.
那是我还在上海。
I was in Shanghai.
那么有弟兄从上海那常常去帮助他们。
Many brothers went out of Shanghai to help.
有一段有一次，他们就告诉弟兄说，有一位神学博士到我们中间来讲道。
one time they said there is a theologian among us to teach us.
那么他听说我们的情形啊，他非常喜欢他来看到的。
They heard about our condition. He is very happy and he came to look us up.
那弟兄也没有说什么话。
But the brother didn't say anything.
回去了。
Went back home.
过了一两个月，又回到那个地方。
After a couple months, he went back to visit.
这博士来过没有呢？
And asked them, "Did the theologian come?"
他们说来过了。
They said,
我们有三天聚会。
We had three meetings.
他圣经很熟。
He was very versed.
可是我们听的时候，好像里头出现了问题。
But as we were listening, we had some doubt inwardly.
总觉得里头不对。
We felt uncomfortable with it.
亲爱的弟兄姊
妹，
不需要人教训。
It needs no man to teach.
自由主的恩道很适当教训。
There is anointing to teach you all things.
这恩膏是真的。
The anointing is true.
不是假的。
It's not a lie.
你们要顺服我的教
训。If you obey,
就叫我们能够得到拯救。
Give us your salvation.
我们的保守。
Give us the
peace. 叫我们能够一直向前行。
Because it's so
forward. 亲爱的兄弟们，他给我们看见这三半人。说完了之后。那么他就说，孩子们啊，你们要住在主里面。换句话说，要活在教宗里面。什么叫我们对主耶稣有不断的认识？有更多的认识。活在教宗里面。常常在亲近主。常常在和主有接触。圣灵要把他的儿子启示在我们的里面，使我们对主有认识，
叫
我们有长进，
也
能够帮助别人。
And be able to help others.
弟兄姊妹，我们怎样能够胜过仇敌的诡
计？
活在主的里面。
To live in the Lord.
当我们和主交通的时候，
主
的话就进到我里面，
就
使我们能够胜过仇敌，
使
我们能够靠着主的话能够站立住。
To enable us to stand by His word.
我们怎样能够分辨什么从仇敌来的？
How can we discern what comes up from the enemy?
什么是从神来的？
What comes from God?
活在主里。
To live in the Lord.
常常在交通里面。
To abide in the fellowship.
来亲近主，
来
接触主，
他
就会在里头告诉我们。
And he will tell us in
the fellowship. 这个是不是从他来的？
This is not from.
这个乃是从仇敌。
This comes from the enemy.
我们里头能够。
And we will have the discernment.
使我们能够生命就不断地有长进。
And cause us to have a spiritual growth continually.
小孩子达到少年人。
To grow from a childhood to manhood.
从少年人达到父老。
说
他说孩子们呐、
啊，
你们要住在主里面。
Abide in him.
当他来的时候
，When he comes，
你们就不至于惭愧。
You will not be put to shame.
亲爱的兄弟们，
别管是
若是我们没有住在主里面
，It's not for abiding in him.
我们属灵生命就停留在那个地方的话
，If we just linger behind，
当主来的时候
，When the Lord returns，、
啊、不仅是我们惭愧
，Not only will we put to shame，
主也。
The Lord will also
主的救恩没有成就到你身上。
His salvation is not accomplished.
都是小孩子。
All are children.
一片的青嫩。
All very green.
亲爱的兄弟们，
有关系。
若是这样光景的话
，If this is the condition,
怎么能够回来
？How can the Lord return?
所以我们要住在主里。
So we need to abide in Him.
当主来的时候
，When the Lord comes,
我们就不立惭愧。
We will not be put to shame.
在他面前站着
，And be able to stand before Him.
让我们不断。
Let us continue to grow.
这是约翰说给我们看见。
This is what John told us.
不仅催促我们要长进。
Not only cause us to grow.
他并且把那条路给我们看见。
He reveals the road.
我们怎样才能有长进？
How can we have to grow?
要站在宝血的根基上。
To stand on the foundation of the precious blood.
永远都不离开这个。
Never depart from this
foundation. 我们胜过他，才跑到羔羊的血。
We overcome him by the blood of the Lamb.
活在教堂。
Secondly, live in the fellowship.
常常在亲近，和主有接触，不仅是在我们祷告的时候，
not only in our prayer,
弟兄姊妹，连我们工作的时候，
even
我们聚会的时候，
meeting,
我们做家务的时候，
in our daily work,
常常回到里面和主接触。
Return inside,
你要看见主的丰富，
to see God's
grace, 主的能力，
to see His power,
主的恩典，
His grace,
那主的慈爱。 就所有一切
都
流到我们里面来，
成
为我们的丰
富，
使我们长大成人。
To cause us to grow to maturity,
to
attain the full measure of the stature. May the Lord have mercy upon us.